I suggest propose Whip Nduli to chair.
Second.
Unanimous.
Thank you very much, Committee Secretary, and I would like to thank the members for showing confidence in me. I think we don't have many things in our agenda. Do we have an agenda so that it can be able to lead me, not to form my as an acting chair? I'm not supposed to form my own agenda. Let's look what is there. Maybe I'll make some few comments which I've found out this morning that all along I was thinking that when we are in the committee meetings, when we speak, everything is recorded. And now I've been told that no, the thing is just for loud hailing. not for recording, and I'm not sure whether members did you know about that, but that's what I've discovered. They said there are specific rooms you request them if you want the meeting to be recorded. They say, because I was worried about this venue, to say, why do we come to this venue? Because this thing, we don't have those gadgets. Now they told me that, no, even if you are there, it's not recorded. It's just too. But anyway, I will instigate the members to look, to say we want our meeting to be recorded, particularly the portfolio committee meeting. Because we don't have a record. Let's say we are arguing with the secretary to say what we have written there, it's not what we said. Where do we get a report? Just gone, and it will be your word against mine. And that's it. So can we go for apologies, item number 2? And the chairperson, thank you. Those are the apologies. But please, I'm not sure whether you are the right. I think you are the right person. That our committee, I mean, our committee members, it's not in order. Particularly, Wolomisa, since the inception of this committee, has never come, and he indicated that he will not come, but he keeps on putting these apologies. Maybe let's try to get it correct, to say, what do we do if a person is allocated to this committee, but he says he won't be able to attend. Maybe to, so that he, it will always increase our quorum. So I think with those words we'll be able to take action on that one. And then we note the apologies. So with these apologies, do we form a quorum? So the quorum is there. It's supposed to be six. Thank you. If that is the case, on the agenda here, yes, yes, Baba.
Chair, may I request to leave at 11 because I have another commitment inside Parliament.
Inside Parliament. Okay.
That is. I don't think. I think we'll be finished by that time because. Most of the people in the appropriation as well said that they are also going to look out. What is it? Look in or look out? Look in. Okay. Then I think we will move quickly. Members, it means then we are not going to, I don't think we'll be able to follow this agenda which has been put here. Because I'm saying this because I don't think we can be able to table the report and adopt it. I'm suggesting that we table the report and then we say some few words when we look at the report, and if we need any amendment to be done, we'll say so that we give the parties to go back and look at the report, to engage with the report, and then we will be able to say the dates when we are going to submit those amendments which we wish to infect, so that when we come for the adoption, it won't be taking us to say let's construct the report like this. So I would like to table the report to the members, and the members will say some comments. How do they wish this report to be structured? And then we give the parties to go to their study groups or caucuses and come up with suggestions to be effected in this report. And then we set a date to come and adopt. Babu Mabas.
Thanks, Colleague Chair. I'm looking at the table of contents. I'm asking myself whether
can we table it officially before we engage? Can we? Honorable members, I do table the report of the department on the budgetary review and recommendation. Last week we could not do so because we did not have a quorum. We were supposed to do it last week, but we did not make a quorum. Then today, because we do have a quorum, let's table this officially. Is that in order?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Babu Mabaso.
I'm just thinking aloud, Comrade Chair, when I look at the table of contents, and I look at number 8, around number 8, I ask myself whether shouldn't we have a recommendation somewhere. But I'm saying this not being fully aware whether the agenda, whether this is the format, you know, or whether the format is flexible. And I'm saying this without having read it thoroughly, so I'm just probing ourselves as a committee. Thanks, committee.
You say after number 8, committee's observation should be recommendation.
Yeah, I'm saying that it's either we say committee's observations and recommendations, or we say point number 9 is
recommendations. That's a suggestion. Any Baba thing?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Colleagues, good morning. A document which was circulated by Parliament, which is a guide for compilation of the budgetary BRR, suggests the kind of format that has been used by the drafters of the report. I don't know why, but I would think that every other committee would be following this template here, where, and it's quite strange that you have 8 committee observations, then you have conclusion, then you have recommendations. You should conclude. Conclusion is the end. You know, you conclude with the conclusion. but that's how they've got it here. So I think maybe we need to follow this, save for the fact that when I look at this year under number 2, they've got the strategic priorities and the measurable objectives as 2 separate points or headings, subheadings. But in the report here, you've got it at 1. I don't know what was the reason for that. Because you've got, under number 2, you have strategic priorities and measurable objectives of the department in the table of contents. But here, they've got it as number 2, and Roman numeral 1 and Roman numeral 2.
Okay.
So I don't know why this is that.
Comrade. My bad.
Is not, as I listen to Honourable Member Singh speaking, I do feel that even as we note that this could be the structure for every other committee, but the point, the chronological order, I will think that we should change it, because we also have to actively make inputs, and I will say that the point that Honourable Member Singh has observed, which suggests a misalignment between the table of content and what is contained inside the report, it should also be amended in such a manner that there is a symmetrical way, you know. So I make those 2 firm suggestions. Thanks.
Can you assist us here, the committee secretary, whether you are compelled to follow exactly what is there, or you were just looking at that, and or are you going to stay to verify?
Thank you, Chair. We had a first meeting with the management, and they told us that the document comes from the office of the House Chair, and an agreement was made to follow the like this. Here, on the observation, the reason was that after having engaged on the material, the committee makes some observations, and then they conclude based on the observation, from what we've seen, this is our conclusion, and then we make recommendations. That is how they explain to us. But I take the point that the economists are for that.
So it means then you are going to verify with your committee whether what we have said, because we don't want to do something which maybe is out of order. But if it's not, then you will do what they are saying. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Okay, it was forced by the consensus to form an experiment. But all understanding is that we conclude on the report, not only part of the observation, but the report as it is.
So what are we saying? Can we say, can we give the leeway, the secretary to check that whether if he does what you are saying here, it's going to be a crime? Can we agree on that?
Okay.
Can I suggest the other thing is that, let's go through, because I've seen that when it comes to recommendations, I think we have missed everything. The recommendation was put in the department, the IGC, it's just started all day. I think if you can have a separate to say the department, that's what the committee recommended. IGC, that's what we recommended. The summer, the cooler, the ITEC, the tribunal, the competition commission. We got all those separate to say so that it will drive a proper message to the department to say that's what the committee is recommending. To be clear, because if it's clouded that everything is there, you say the department, IPC, you see now it's that's a suggestion. I'm not sure whether the members are. Yes, Ma'am Sue.
Thank you, Comrade Chair. From our point of view, the recommendations appear to be actually a sort of a standalone section. And I think perhaps that is the rationale behind, I'm guessing, behind having them at the end. Because you conclude your report, but then you say, going forward, because essentially the report is a review of the year past and looking into what the committee has done, but recommending is like a forward thing. So perhaps that is the rationale for doing it that way, but I'm just guessing. I just wanted to point, I haven't had a chance to thoroughly go through all this, but I wanted to point to a few things that was actually along the lines of what you said in terms of the recommendation. I think that one of the decisions taken in the past year was the merger with Kula and Salah. So in the recommendation, we have to make it clear what the committee felt about that. And I noticed in part of the report on page 14, it says that the merger implications of Salah and Kula on staff morale need to be addressed. So I think that should be one of the things that's carried forward into the recommendation. But it strikes me that Kula and Samak merger is a priority. I mean, if we're going to get some of these other things right, that is something we have to be recommending strongly. I also think we must guard against seeing that the recommendations are looking forward, are getting things a little bit wrong, like the 1, 2, 3, 4 bullets on the bottom on page 16. Youth partnerships with CIPRO. Now, CIPRO is no longer. It's CIPC now. So CIPRO was, while under review, it was in place, but now that thing has changed. You know, so we need to just be clear that the new Companies and Intellectual Properties Commission is the agency that has to work more effectively together. I also think on the fifth bullet from the top on recommendations, we shouldn't use words like perhaps. Use six tax exemptions. We either are going to use tax exemptions and that's what we're recommending, or not. Not perhaps, you know, or, you know, cast it in a different way. And then the query I have, because I have been unable to attend a lot of these meetings, is what an SMME university is. Is it anticipated to be a section within an existing university or creating a new?
So can I suggest that because most of us are seeing this thing for the first time, to say because we have tabled this one, why don't we go back as different study groups, do a thorough work on this report, and come back and effect changes. We submit, we come with changes in writing to say that's why we want to do changes here and there and there and there. And then we see that day whether we can be able to adopt. But so that we give you, let's say if we are saying we're coming back on Friday with the recommendations or whatever amendments to the report, we come together, we give the secretary, then he goes and combine or effect all those amendments, then we come back on Tuesday to adopt the report.
I'm not deviating, but...
No, let's deal with that first, to say, if the time allows us, if the time allows us to say, can we, as we have tabled it, we go to our various study groups, we do a proper job, then we come back on Friday, we effect that, we give to secretary to make the final one, and then we come back Tuesday, we adopt the report. Seconded? Seconded. Any different view? So we will do that. So we all agree. Yes, can we? Do you want to say something?
Yeah, that's an asking put on the same issue of conclusion and recommendation. That when you see recommendation, maybe in your conclusion, just to say briefly why recommendation that, so it should be the complete conclusion of whatever you've done in the report, but now we don't have the power to change whatever. But just make it into
No. We've got the power. As I'm saying, you can go to a study group, do effect those changes you want. Then we come back on Friday, we say this what we suggest, and then he goes and corrects it. With that recommendation to say he's going to check with his section whether if we want to play around with it, is it optional or it's a cut on stone. That's what we are trying to. So, honorable members, do we agree on this one?
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. So, what can stop us on deferring this meeting for Friday?
Nothing.
Are we going to ask for Friday? Are we sure that if we go for Friday, we are going to begin it? Because I know we apply. So, we are recommending that you apply for Friday morning if we can start at 8:30, because I know that people would like to go, or we start at, oh, I'm not going to say everything. Let's say on Friday morning, such as time.
Sorry, can I just ask the other colleagues who are on trade and industry, if we're not having public hearings on Friday on gambling?
Oh, 28 and the second.
At what time?
9:00, I think.
According to
if we can come at 8, submit these things, give it to the committee secretary, then we leave. Then you go for other meetings, and then we come on Tuesday, we adopt. But we say,
Chair, I wonder if you'll allow us also to make written submissions of any amendments to the secretariat, which can be raised at that, you know, when we're compiling the report.
Or you mean we send it to the secretary so that when we come here, he tells us.
He brings that in, and then we agree or we don't agree or whatever. So on Tuesday that can be
something like that. Yeah. Is that acceptable? Yeah.
Acceptable.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you? Yes, secretary.
I just want to get clear. We mean the meeting on Friday was not called.
It will, but we have to want to see what is submitted.
Yeah.
We want to see, because we may submit something which is contrary, and then we said, no, you said we must. Let's have a look of what is submitted on Friday, and we have an opinion on that before we adopt on Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
actually what will assist is that when the secretary receives the input, it will be good
speculated.
If the secretary speculates
yes.
to others, to all members,
yes.
so that by the time we come to the meeting, we have digested various
what
views, contributions from all various members. Then.
Good. Is that in order?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, honourable members, can we thank you? Thank you for attending this meeting, and thank you very much for your contribution and participation. And did we agree on 8:30 on Friday?
Yeah, 8:30.
8:30 on Friday. Then the secretary will circulate the venue and the confirmation of the. Of this meeting on Friday before we reach on Friday. Thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.